There's so many ways to get closer to the game, like same game parlays, puck lines, money lines, and more.
What do you think?
Looking pretty fast.
I feel pretty fast.
Faster than I am?
Definitely.
Definitely.
This is Sports Interaction. We are homegrown at the heartbeat of your teams, players, and passion. Bet live and get in the game.
All right, Cabby, over to you.
Thank you, Rob McClain. This is the Big Board presented by DraftKings Sportsbook.
Sign up now, olg.ca.
If you spend any time at all watching NHL hockey play-by-play on TV, you're likely familiar with some of these sounds. They're all just little bits of sound from ads and from branded content, advertorials, that run during hockey games. All of these bits come from Game 6 of the first round playoff series between the Toronto Maple Leafs and Tampa Bay Lightning, broadcast on CBC and Sportsnet TV. It was just 1 year earlier, in April of 2022, when Ontario became the first Canadian province to allow online gaming, in keeping with federal legislation passed the previous year. The ads started popping up during games on TV during the 2022 playoffs. It's not just the presence of the ads promoting sports gambling that is new. Online gambling on games in progress is changing the content of the play-by-play broadcast, and the advertising may be changing the perception of the game, particularly for children. I'm Paul Cross. This is Cross Talk, Media History, Commentary, and Analysis, Season 7, Episode 5. By my count, there are more than 30 online gaming sites active in Ontario for betting on sports, 31 counted up on the website of the Alcohol and Gaming Commission of Ontario. These sites are known as iGaming. The bets placed on them total well into the billions of dollars, although there's no breakdown for sports iGaming versus overall iGaming, which includes casino games and poker. There's also the Ontario Lottery and Gaming Commission. I've included a bit of their spot in the montage, too, because its website also offers online betting on sports. There's clearly a lot of money for advertising those sites. Indeed, in Game 6, during the second period and second intermission, I counted ads of various types for no fewer than 7 different sports betting apps. There are video ads and commercial stop sets, virtual ads laid digitally over the boards of the rink, virtual ads on the ice, laid-in ads under the ice, logos on screens, and branded content. Yes, there's new content, game analysis and statistics created for the iGaming sponsor. Here's more from what I included in today's opening montage. Hockey Night in Canada host Ron McLean throws to sports personality Cabby before the second period. Sports talk that is actually advertising.
Either way, these are the two highest scoring teams through 5 games of the postseason. The live total for goals in the second period, over under 1.5. You can use the QR code on screen there to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. And we remind you just to play at your own pace and manage your bankroll.
On this particular broadcast, Game 6, Leafs versus Lightning, April 29th, Cabby's backer has heavy presence. DraftKings also has ads that look like content segments with NHL broadcaster and former player Kevin Weeks.
Every hockey fan loves the one-timers from the blue line.
The effortless toe drags, the crazy kick saves. DraftKings Sportsbook is giving you a reason to love them even more.
I would not be surprised there are some viewers who have trouble differentiating between hockey broadcast content and advertising content. And I'm pretty sure iGaming and the preponderance of iGaming ads in hockey broadcasts are influencing some of the statistical content on the shows. It just feels to me as if new obscure stats are being added. A list of who's on the ice at this moment, how long each player has been on the ice on the shift, and other obscure trivialities that would seem to appeal to a gambling mindset. And then there's the concern for the kids. What does it say when a star hockey player is on the screen in a produced commercial promoting betting on hockey? Never mind the movie and TV celebrities appearing in the ads for just now. What about these players who kids who want to advance in hockey look up to? Players including Austin Matthews of the Leafs, or, as you heard in the opening montage, Connor McDavid with Wayne Gretzky.
You want to go, Gretz?
You're going to eat ice, Connor.
Change may soon come. Ontario's Alcohol and Gaming Commission is already talking about the possibility of forbidding players from appearing in ads for sports betting. Regulations of the CRTC, Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission, as they apply to the use of people who are role models to children, may also come to bear. And what about the overall frequency and numbers of the ads hitting a viewer during a game? In my second period, there were at least 18 noticeable iGaming ads from 6 different apps. In Game 1 of the Leafs' next playoff series, I spotted ads for at least 4 more sports betting apps that had not been present in the coverage I monitored from Game 6 of the first series. Just this week, I heard an interview on local radio. There's a citizens group that says something must be done to reduce the presence of sports gambling ads during live sports coverage. And I may not have actual proof, but I have no doubt the very existence of this ever-present sports gambling industry and the bombardment of advertising are having an impact on how some viewers relate to the game, on the idea that hockey is for betting, and on the growing list of trivial statistics flashed on our screens and heard through our speakers. To an extent, iGaming is changing the game we receive. This is Crosstalk. I'm Paul Cross. I study and I teach podcasting and radio.